From the North Pole to the South Shore, Santa is on the nice list on Country 100.7.
Well, it's so great to be this time of the night again for the nice list. Hi, Santa.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it every night.
Well, you have been getting letters upon letters, which is fantastic. And I know I only get to see a portion of them that come through. You must get tons and tons. I know that question was asked one of the other nights. Do you have any idea how many letters come in?
I know that they come in by the sack.
Okay.
Boy, I really don't know. Individual letters, I know that there's hundreds of sacks.
So more letters than you can count on both hands and feet then, that's for sure.
I would need your hands and feet and probably everybody in Bridgewater.
Well, you have lots more to read tonight.
Okay, we might as well start it up. Now, the first one I have is Grayson Wellner, 22 months old. And we got this on the computer, so he's got a good start in life, good computer background at 22 months.
I would say.
He's from Chester Basin, and he says, I would like a big fire truck and some warm jammies. Love, Grayson.
Well, that's short and sweet.
Short and sweet. I'm sure that the list will get a little larger every year, just like Grayson.
That's right.
Now, the next one I have is Harper Wellner, and age 5 months from Chester. I would like a soft doll and warm jammies. Love, Harper, with a big X and O there for both of them.
Nice.
So they want to be warm.
Yes.
Because they're going to be happy with anything that's nice and soft. A fur fire truck, maybe.
Now, I don't know if a fur fire truck would work in a fire situation, though.
Yeah. The next one we have is from Chester Basin as well. Age 9, Elijah Rayburn. Says, hi, Santa. I want a Lego hospital, cannon pie face game, and a pair of Christmas socks. Love you, Santa. Now, that cannon pie face game, that can be a lot of fun, a little messy, but...
Up in the North Pole, you must play a lot of games when you're not getting ready for Christmas.
Yeah, when we're not getting ready for Christmas.
Do you have
a
favorite?
Which is usually the month of January, because it takes a long time for Santa to get ready for Christmas.
Yeah.
My vacation is about a month long.
Okay.
And then it's back to getting ready for Christmas.
There we go.
Unlike a lot of people, Santa has 11 months to get back into the spirit.
That's right.
The next one we have is Emerson Jodry. Emerson is 4, almost 5. He made it very clear in his letter that he's 4, but almost 5. Now, his community is Branch LaHave. It says, dear Santa, I will miss you this year at Auntie Tricia's house because of the COVID, but I promise to be sound asleep when you come to my house Christmas Eve. I'm so glad that you're going to go to bed early. We're still going to get to see our loved ones. You know, there's lots of ways to do it. So I'm sure that over Christmas, even though it may not be face-to-face, you're going to be talking to all the people that love you, and you're going to still have a great Christmas because it's going to give you all the extra time that you're not spending traveling back and forth.
Yeah, that's one
that
way to look
at it. Gives you more time
to
stay home and play with your toys.
There we go.
Play some family games.
Yeah.
Lovely time to go for a walk this time of the year. Little things.
Yeah.
Going sliding. Playing some games, coloring with the family. It's going to be a very, very relaxed Christmas this year. We're not going to be on the roads a lot, so it may end up being one of the best Christmases ever.
We'll make it that way. How about that?
Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to try to make it the best Christmas ever. Emerson says, I hope to get Chase's Big Paw Patrol police truck. Oh, and now, get this now. This is quite a description. It has 2 motorcycles on the sides, a boat on the top, and a helicopter on the top.
Wow.
That's a multifunctional toy.
That is.
So, now, we will leave you some cookies and some milk and some carrots for the reindeer. Says, fly safe and don't crash in any snowbanks. Bye-bye. Well, Santa doesn't have to worry about snowbanks, Jonathan. You know how the big airplanes, when they land, a lot of them aren't landed by the pilot. Okay. It's an auto control system.
Right.
I have RGS, reindeer guidance system. Yeah. Tell Rudolph to land, and he picks the nice spot without the snowbanks.
Nice.
Sometimes Santa wonders if they've been watching Rudolph and the reindeer when they come up with these fancy ideas for the new cars and everything.
Yeah, that's right.
Maybe a good name for one of the vehicles coming out would be Rudolph.
The new Rudolph, I can see that, yeah.
Make a good Christmas gift, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
Now,
good.
Everybody ready, Jonathan?
Here we go.
I promise to be good.
I promise to be good.
In every way.
In every way.
So I can help make every day.
So I can help make every day.
Almost as happy as Christmas Day.
Almost as happy as Christmas Day.
Good night, boys and girls. Good night, Jonathan.
Good night, Santa.
Want to hear your letter to Santa on Country 100.7? Send it to us. Go to our website, cjhk.ca.